Let's talk numbers. In-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people globally and helps you fit therapy into your busy life. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And welcome to Smosh Mouth.
Yeah, today's episode is not going to be your usual new episode. That's on me. It's a silly little story. Yeah, a little whoopsie that I made that we'll tell at some point in the future.
Later.
But in the meantime, we have made a compilation of some of the greatest moments of me teaching Amanda online history.
And me being very offline.
Yeah. It's a fun little compilation. We hope you enjoy it. And yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Shall we get into internet school?
Yeah. I would love to.
That's the just what we're calling it. I don't know what we're... Internet university, just internet lectures.
Yeah.
IU.
IU. Internet University Duluth, IUD.
I was going to say you get your internet.
That's awesome.
You get your internet.
Going in sucks. Going out also sucks.
Duluth was the first city I thought of that started with D.
Okay. I'm going to do a list here off the bat, Amanda.
Okay.
I'm going to list out a bunch of huge internet events, and I'm going to see how much of them you are aware of. I want you to be honest, because I think it's great if you don't, because then we get to talk about
them. Yes.
Yeah.
But these are some that we're not going to talk about today, but I just want to see if you're aware of them.
I just want you to know, also, I'm a visual person, so sometimes you'll say something, and I might not know, but...
May not know. Mm. Okay, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine. Are you aware of Dramageddon?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you aware of Gamergate?
I've heard about it.
You've heard, probably in this office.
Why do I feel like I'm on the stand right now?
You probably heard of Gamergate because
we have Ian, a lot of... Ian has been talking about it a lot.
It was a big deal, and we're in the gaming sphere, so people are aware of it. Do you know about Leroy Jenkins?
This sounds really familiar.
Yeah?
It actually genuinely does.
Leroy Jenkins sounds familiar? Okay.
It does sound familiar.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Have you ever heard of the world record egg?
No, 0%.
Okay. Wow.
Do you know who Salt Bae is? Yeah, okay. You know Salt Bae.
I do.
We got a hit.
Honey,
you know,
I do.
You know Salt Bae. Do you know about the GameStop meme stalker?
Is it when everything went to shit with that guy from GameStop?
I think you might be sort of...
There's a guy who did the whole GameStop, like... crazy thing where he's making a bunch of money and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're aware of it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of West Elm Caleb?
No.
That was a crazy
one. No, sir.
I'll cover that some other time. That one blew my mind.
Okay.
I'm sad we aren't getting into all of these. These are all great ones.
We could. Well, okay. If we have time at the end, we'll cover one of them. You have to have known about Kony 2012.
No.
You don't know Kony 2012?
Oh my God.
If you show me a picture, maybe.
Dude. But no, I think Kony 2012.
No.
Okay.
Dude, okay.
But wait.
I remember being in my 8th grade geography class and watching a Kony 2012 video.
Wait a second. Maybe if you show me the video.
Okay, it's totally fine. No, it's totally fine. Okay. This one, Amanda, you will be such a fan. I can't wait. I don't think we could show the whole video. We would do this on our TikTok or something where we'd show you this. Have you watched or are you aware of Rebecca Black's Friday?
Of course.
Okay, great.
Friday, of course.
There we go.
100%. Didn't her dad pay for that music video or something?
Probably.
Yeah, I know about that.
My friend showed me that video before it blew up because we had a lot of friends who were like kind of in that sphere of music.
Whoa.
Because we had a lot of friends who were trying to get in the music industry. And that was a production company that a lot of people like kind of were in. And so she showed me that video when it had like 20,000 views.
Oh my God.
And she was like, bro, watch this. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Then it became the biggest thing.
You thought it was crazy good or crazy bad?
It's bad.
Of course.
There's no defending
it. It's so bad.
But I think Rebecca Black leveraged it so well. She owned it. And she has like a remix of it that's like a hit right now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. She's crushing it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of bronies?
Like jabronies?
No.
Okay.
Not jabronies. Bronies.
Oh man.
No. No.
Do you know about Damn Daniel?
Yes, of course. Okay. Damn Daniel with his shoes.
Okay.
I know about this.
Damn Daniel.
I actually
back
love
at it
Damn
again
Daniel.
With the shoes.
I love Damn Daniel.
Here's one that I do not think you will know, and I think you'll love it. Is Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
That's on my list.
That's on your list?
No.
Amanda, you're going to love this shit so much.
Awesome.
You're going to be obsessed with this. I can't wait to show you. All right. Those were some that I listed. Now we're going to get into some that I'm going to tell you about. And even if you are aware of them, I think it'll be fun to talk about them again.
Can I go through my list really quick?
Yes, please.
Because I don't know. There might be some overlap. So mine are like very kind of a little bit more like YouTube. I feel like I have like a lot of YouTube web series on here. But Okay, Salad Fingers.
I know Salad Fingers.
Okay.
I actually watched a lot of YouTube in college.
Okay. All right.
I hated Salad Fingers and also couldn't stop watching it.
I was never.
The creepy little hands.
I do a pretty good Salad Finger.
The feeling of rust against my salad fingers is almost orgasmic.
Wow, like that's actually really good.
Like 10 years ago when everyone was doing Salad Fingers impressions.
Yeah.
Loss?
I don't think I know what this is.
You guys don't know Loss?
No.
Loss?
Loss.
No.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can explain Loss.
Right.
Okay, we don't have to get into Loss. Happy Tree Friends?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay. Charlie the Unicorn?
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
Wow.
Oh, you don't know Charlie the Unicorn?
I don't think I do. Like I said, visual. If I saw it, maybe.
Okay. There were like challenges that went around that were like very like dangerous, like people were dying from them. So there's like the cinnamon challenge.
I know about the cinnamon challenge.
Okay, what about Tide Pods? People eating Tide Pods?
I have heard about Tide Pods.
Okay, what about the Benadryl challenge?
I haven't heard about the Benadryl challenge.
No.
That's a recent one. Kids are just eating a bunch of Benadryl.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sucks is we made a shirt for a team that wasn't a real team called the Snow Rombes. And we really wanted Snow Rombes to be.
But
a
I don't get. I don't get it.
Do you know about Harambe?
Are you
Jesus
okay?
Christ?
No, I don't get it.
Do you know? Okay, have you ever heard of Harambe?
No.
You've never heard of Harambe?
No.
Okay, Amanda, I'm not gonna do the thing that I've done before. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. Harambe was a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm telling this story. I can't believe you've never heard of Harambe. Okay. He was a gorilla that was at
I'm from Massachusetts.
He was at the Cincinnati Zoo. It's okay. No, he was a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you a true story.
You lie a lot.
I'm telling you a true story.
Okay,
Amanda.
Okay. All right.
Harambe. Harambe was a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo. I believe it was the Cincinnati Zoo.
Okay.
And a boy somehow snuck in and fell into the gorilla pit.
Okay.
And the kid's in the gorilla pit. Harambe comes up. He's curious. He's looking at the kid. He's just kind of looking at him, whatever. And they then shot Harambe. It's sad. They shot Harambe and they killed him.
Why are we laughing?
I'm laughing because this is an insane story that I've processed years ago. I remember the news, the video and everything. And I was sad. I was like, damn. Like,
why would they shoot him? He didn't want to do anything. He was probably talking to him.
You're now dealing with the trauma that everyone else dealt with years ago.
Why would they kill Harambe?
I think they were worried that. They were worried about him hurting the kid.
The kid fucking went in his home. Harambe deserved to live.
No, I know he did deserve
I'm
to
gonna,
live.
Is there a protest that I can go to?
Amanda, Harambe deserved to live. Amanda, 2024.
Is there a group I could join?
I am so sorry that we're throwing you back into 2017 right now, or 2016, or whatever this happened.
My heart is broken for Harambe.
Dude, the amount of memes about Harambe, like Harambe in heaven, like people, I want you to pay attention.
How old is that kid now?
I
will fucking find him.
You're gonna avenge Harambe.
Yeah, I am.
No, people were very sad about Harambe. He's still. People know about Harambe.
Well, this is gonna take me days to process.
I know. No, we've had years. I've had. Yeah. Amanda, this happened 8 years ago.
Well, I'm gonna have nightmares for the rest of my work week. So thank you. Thank you.
I'm so sorry to bring the bad news about Harambe.
This is awful.
I can't believe
this I was in
happening.
A fun place and now I'm not. Do the Christmas related one.
Okay, you got Santa. See, this is the thing. It's November.
It's November 4th.
People talk about Mariah Carey getting unfrozen around this time.
Oh, she's no. I think she's on her way out.
But
For sure. Totally cool.
There is someone more important to me around Christmas time now. And Courtney, you know. His name is Anouk. And he is the embodiment of Christmas for me now.
Yep.
This guy is incredible. He's a TikToker. He sings. He sings all sorts of songs.
Okay.
He's a beautiful man.
He's gorgeous. He has a million filters on. I have a photo of him. I obviously can't play.
He's got contacts on. He's got...
Whoa.
This is him.
Anouk.
This is him. This is what he looks like in his videos. He looks like this too. He's always got that smile. He's always got a little bit of a smile, a little bit of a smirk.
English is not his first language.
I see blue eyes. I don't think he speaks any English.
Awesome.
I'll be completely honest, but that's kind of the beauty is that in his music, you're like, "Oh, the lyrics don't even matter." But he has one that is his best, and it's the Christmas song. It's Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire.
Open Fire, yeah.
Now, I have listened to it so much that my impression of him is the only time I think I can actually sing. And it starts like this. It starts off with the beautiful music.
Here we go.
And you should pull it. You can just look up Chestnuts on TikTok and you'll find it. And he'll just be like, Chestnut roasting on an open fire.
Whoa!
And it's like that. And it's gorgeous. And he's gorgeous.
Yeah. Nipping at your nose.
I love him.
He's Jack amazing. Frost nipping at your nose.
Jesus.
It's incredible, dude.
I want this. Does he ever do
incredible.
Lives?
Incredible. Yes, he does do lives.
And he does lives and he'll duet with other people to do karaoke. And there are other people who are always so bad. They're always so bad. And he's like, yeah.
No, his two best performances are Chestnuts and as well as Careless Whisper. He crushes
George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Yeah, he crushes it. No, Anouk is top three TikToker.
I will be following Anouk.
Oh. Absolute legend.
Where is he from?
No idea.
Awesome.
And you know what? I'd rather keep him bathed in mystery.
Whoa! You'd rather keep him bathed?
Bathed in mystery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
You thought I was crazy about Santa going down a mountain with a Coca-Cola? You've got Anouk bathed.
That's right.
With chestnuts.
That's right.
Holy shit.
He's the best.
I knew it. Christmas is just brings out all these weird...
Hold on. I want to see if I can. If I look up Chestnuts, will I just get the original?
You will.
Chestnuts should be
on everyone's.
No!
Whoa.
This is why you're an idiot for not having chestnuts roasting out of a fire on your chestnuts. Media playlist this year.
Whoa! Let me see him.
Tell me I didn't nail that earlier.
I love him.
He's amazing.
Stunning?
He is. There's an argument to be made that he might be an angel.
Kissed by an angel. My God.
I just love. He has such a fan base on TikTok that at one point in like March, I did an impression of him, and it got like 2 million views, and people were like, "Oh my God, Chestnuts!" I was like, "Everybody knows, the glory of Anouk."
I
hope I'm pronouncing that right, but
I love him. Never know.
I love him.
I'm gonna follow him.
He's lovely. He is lovely.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Save big money on everyday items you need at Menards. Eliminate odors with Damprid Moisture Absorbers. They're perfect for basements, attics, closets, and more. Damprid Moisture Absorbers work to attract and trap excess moisture to create noticeably cleaner, fresher air. Save big on Damprid Moisture Absorbers at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Before we hop in, I should just give you some context about what's about to happen. You see, Spencer and I know a lot about video games, but Amanda knows nothing. So, because of that, we decided to prank her and convince her that the plot of the video game Five Nights at Freddy's is a true story. Enjoy.
I don't think it's good to be so restrictive, but for me, my obsession lies in, like, movies. I love movies. My favorite thing is to, like, find a good movie. I also love to rewatch my favorite classic movies. I love international series. Like, I have an addiction to that.
I think we all have a love for movies here. I think we're the three. I'd say of the cast, mm-hmm. us three are the most movie people.
Like,
I feel like that's fair. I mean, everyone loves movies, but I think us three are like, we watch all sorts and a ton.
A ton of movies. Those are my addictions.
Are you going to see Five Nights at Freddy's?
Freddy Krueger?
No. It's this weird story that is based on a true story.
Yeah, it's... I know y'all did, like, the horror thing, but it's, like, it's truly, like, one of the most fucked up stories. Like, or, like, one of the, like... So,
it's a true story?
So, yeah, the movie is, like, based on this true story. Like, so what happened was there was this guy who... It's basically Chuck E. Cheese. It was... And what happened was there were these kids that pulled a prank on this other kid. And they... And they put his... Like, the kid, like, hated... It was, like, a birthday party. And the kid hated animatronics. And so they were, like...
I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, well, but this, like, I don't think they'll do this in the movie because it's, like, it's dark.
I thought it was one of the kids of the owner of it put the other kid in the suit or, like...
So they were pranking the kid and they put his head in the suit, but they were, like, these, like, it's called, like, a...
Spring lock or something?
Yeah, like a spring trap
or
spring
lock suit. Because it was this, like, kind of experimental type of suits. The guy who created it, like, really, I don't know, but it ended up, I think, killed the kid.
So the jaw, like, snapped on the kid's head.
Did he die?
He died not immediately. They, like, took him to the hospital, but then he died.
But then the owner, the real story is that the owner, like, lost his mind. And then the owner, I don't know if it was proven, but the owner ended up killing, like, more kids.
The owner killed kids and would, like...
Whoa, how did I miss out on this true crime story?
There's this guy, his name's Matthew Patrick, and he, like, has this YouTube channel, and he'll, like, he kind of, like, goes into it, because...
He's a true crime YouTuber. And so he goes in on all of these types of things, and he does a full in-depth thing about...
Whoa.
Freddy Fazbear is the main, like, mascot thing. And I think the owner would, it was a really messed up thing. He would wear these costumes. That's how he, like, lured the kids. And he owned the place. And I wonder, I've always wondered if it was very covered up because places like Chuck E. Cheese and Disney
still exist.
Didn't want that type of connotation. That's how it kind of got pushed. This is all in the 80s. The internet's also built a ton of lore, and so, you know, for a lot of this, it's all just a theory, but it really got nuts, and I think there were more, where the internet got nuts was that they were saying, like, that the animatronics were, at a certain point, doing
possessed.
It on their own, yeah, like, but...
Well, yeah, the internet, you have to be really careful with internet and crime stories, because they go off... And it's funny because I was going to come back at you guys with all my murder shows.
And we knew it.
And you guys you'd never knew this one before me.
You had never heard of Freddy Fazbear.
I hadn't. But what I was saying is, like, you know, like the murder show about the hotel, Cecile Hotel. it turns out that like all of that was just like web sleuths, like their opinions. So sometimes I stay away from commenters, but there are some people who are pretty on point, like on TikTok and YouTube, that you're just like, holy
MatPat's pretty
shit.
Good.
He's
MatPat?
Really,
yeah.
That's his name.
But yeah, okay. So well, after the bite of it's called like the bite of 83. Like if you look up like the bite of 83, but then like the thing was like the so this is kind of where the movie comes in, because the thing was like the owner killed these kids and put them in the animatronic suits. Like, so that, like, he put their bodies.
He would hide the bodies in there, yeah.
Like, but, like, obviously, like, possession's not real, like, blah, 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 that's not real. But then, like, the movie's like, oh, like, but, like, what if, like, those
it took it
were,
another
like, were,
step
like, possessed, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. See, you talk about, like, getting, like, addicted to games. That's what I get addicted to.
Like these stories.
Angela and I, we always trade stories, but I will go for hours digging into, I go rabbit hole so deep. I also go rabbit hole, like, if I'm watching a movie and I see someone that I like, an actor, I'll go on a rabbit hole in their life.
Yeah.
So I get nerdy when I watch movies. I'm like, oh yeah, that guy was with this person and he did this other movie and that director, blah, blah, blah. And my sister's like, can you just... That's what I get nerdy about. I get nerdy about...
So what we're talking about is something you would technically nerd out about.
Oh, you know. You know later I'm going to fucking Google...
Shocked you haven't heard about
the bite of 83.
Yeah.
Well...
I thought it was the bite of 82.
No, there's the bite of 83.
It's bite of 83? Yeah. No, it's well known. It's super well known. Yeah, you would love MatPat's stuff.
MatPat. Mm-hmm. Great name.
Yeah. True crime.
Yeah, true crime is my... geek
yeah,
out.
How you've missed out on arguably the best true crime channel on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, looks like we're the experts on
true
crime.
I don't think so.
He's been on the channel a couple times.
Okay, guys, I get it, all right? Fucking, I get it.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey, no worries.
This was a long time ago.
This is the 80s.
Tomorrow I'm going to come in with a MatPat shirt.
You're going to come back in tomorrow and you're going to know everything about Freddy Fazbear.
MatPat. Bite of 83 hat.
And what was that? William Afton was the name of the guy?
That was the
yeah, area. William Afton.
I can't believe I missed out on that. Sometimes I'll go on Netflix and be like, what is this about? Night Stalker? Like, sometimes I'll miss out on huge ones, but like the small random, like the murder in, you know, Cork, Ireland or something, I'm like, oh, I know everything about that.
This all happened in Utah.
Cool. Utah, man. Why do so many murders happen in the like Utah, Illinois, like
there's nothing else going on out there.
Yeah.
It's all the damn repression.
They tried to
It's true, East Coast too.
Utah tried to have one Utah tried to make their own Chuck E. Cheese and this is how it went.
Oh God.
There's a guy that I miss. He was on TikTok and he disappeared off of TikTok. I think I found him on Instagram recently.
Oh. You showed me him, right?
This is Tommy recommendation hour. On TikTok, he was getting fit with Lee Howard.
Okay.
And he's this 58-year-old sun-baked white guy who wears like a bandana instead of hair, because he's like balding, and he's like really slim, and he wears these like really tight leggings, and it's like all about his like freaky bulge and like his like plump old man ass. And so basically it starts and he's like, oh, let me see if I can get his voice, because it's really scary.
Yeah, you got it.
He's like trying to speak gentle, but there's all of this anger in the background, and it's so fascinating because he'll be like, hold on, let me see. He's like, hey, welcome to the party. How are you today? I feel like sunshine. And then it'll cut to him like fast forward dancing. And it'll be like, and then it'll like flip around and then he'll like take the phone and like show his crotch and like show his ass. And then he'll be like on a bicycle. And then it'll cut. It's just like, it's like manic anger in an old man.
It's not a joke.
No.
He's being for real.
Yes.
That's incredible.
I really, like, there was a minute there where I was like, I need to take 2 months off of Smosh, get a documentary crew, find this man, and interview him.
But he deleted his...
He deleted his TikTok.
What?
He deleted his TikTok.
Is he anywhere else?
He's on Instagram. He also makes music, and it's not bad.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa, really?
Yes. He, like, plays. I mean, it's all.
Oh, boy.
That's incredible.
He, like, yeah, went to. He feels like he went to Woodstock, and he's like, and he's got, like,
he did
a
the
lot
wrong
of
drugs at Woodstock. Yeah. Is what he did.
Yeah. He's really angry, like, but he wants everyone to experience nature.
Why isn't everyone dancing?
Yes. Yes.
It's like, yeah. Calm down.
Your For You page is the most incredible For You page I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Tommy will send me TikToks sometimes or just show me, and you find TikToks, it'll have like 4 likes.
That's right.
And it is somehow so funny.
Yeah.
You had just, it's just an old person doing a filter.
Yep.
And it's, you showed us one a second ago. It was like this old lady, and it's just like going through these filters, and it just says, you will never find love.
I know.
And then she's just there just like,
I know. So and Tommy introduces me to so many amazing things. You introduced me to, what was it called?
Class of Palm Beach. It's this woman that goes around Palm Beach County, which is where I'm from. So Palm Beach County, there's the rich part, and then there's like the retirement, like not rich part. And that's where I grew up, which is why I was like, I got to get out of here. So much death. So Class of Palm Beach is basically this woman who you never see. She's always, you hear her voice, she's recording. She like finds these old people that are like dressed up all the way, like Gucci, all the brand names, and they always have like the weirdest like plastic surgery face, or they're like decrepit, or they have like their husband who's like, no, don't film me.
He plays golf all day, and they just get dressed.
Yes,
they all dressed day.
And they walk around and they go home.
And it's very that Florida colors, like bright pink.
Yes.
Like kind of a bright blue or like a neon green, and they're done up, and this woman interviews them. She goes, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing Gucci top, and then I've got these pants, and these from a remote.
Yep.
And my shoes, you don't want to know how old those are.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you should come to my house.
It's always like, whoa.
And they're done up so intensely, and be like, yeah, well, this is a Prada. And they're just the plastic
their
surgery.
Eyes are like
nothing
lean.
Nothing is moving in their body, and they're on the street, and they're kind of like ready to go somewhere, but they're stuck there, and they're literally done up like they're going to a fucking party.
Yep,
they're
the best.
One of the greatest TikToks.
It's just like a great like visual character study. You know,
awesome.
You're like, wow, look at these rich old ladies.
Your TikTok feed is almost entirely old people. Is there anyone under 50 on your page?
Yes. I have plenty of like medium age people.
Okay.
Since doing more TikTok stuff for Smosh, my For You page is shifting to more regular things, which is a tragedy. But it's worth it to like know what actually is, because it's like, like when I made us do that one like inside meme about the Chinese trading company or whatever, and it that like flopped. I'm like, right, because I'm doing something that's based on my For You page.
I got served a couple of those. I got that had high views.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's
well,
the problem is there's so much.
Right.
There's so much of it, and I don't know what people who we are on their feed what they're getting.
Internet things I don't know that Amanda knows, but she should.
Okay.
Thank you, Kiana.
Let's see if I know them.
It's the one thick bit meme trend.
Absolutely not.
I don't think I know this.
Yes. Fuck you.
I need to try and open TikTok for this. And it
one thick.
Okay, Alexina knows it.
I'm gonna go on Safari because that's.
Oh my god, I feel so much better that you don't know it. Not that I like could want you to fail.
Probably.
Like you could share this doc.
It's
to
just
your...
mostly the audio.
Right.
Like so. It's literally this.
Oh my god. I think I actually know what this fucking is. I think it's giving people big asses.
So there was this trend online.
Am I wrong?
Oh, there we go.
I think I know what this is.
So there used to be these like apps where you could type in words and then it would just turn it into a song. And so this just became a trend online.
I haven't heard this, but that slaps.
One thick bit.
Has
I
Mr.
Love that.
Crab always had that thick ass?
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mr.
So
Crab's got the, he's got the crab cakes.
Nice. Stop.
Here's a Wario one.
I eat crab cakes, so you better get out of here, man.
Here's a Wario one.
Whoa.
Wario.
Well, Wario's got it.
Hello?
Wario is...
Wario!
Wario's got that shit.
Where's the audio? It's.
I love a nice there dumpy ass.
Wario's got that Buca di Beppo, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, baby. Oh my god. Wait, this is so funny.
It was an app that you could just type those.
That's
in.
Fucking
now Kiana
sick.
Knows that we know. And now she's gonna watch this back and know that you didn't know.
I know. I didn't know that one.
The baby girlification of adult men. She said, I brought this up in a meeting and I lost Amanda.
Baby girlification. Yeah.
So it's like when men do yeah. like baby girl things. And I have.
Wait, this sounds familiar.
I can show you. Yeah, because she said she brought it up in a meeting with you and she lost you.
Oh, yeah. It's very easy to know when I've left the building.
I'm going to find this. There's a Joe Santagato baby girl edit where it's just moments of him being a baby girl.
If it's the Pope and he comes up to you and he says, kiss me.
This literally is in my liked already. Do you mind?
These are the.
I showed Shane Basement Yard, obsessed with those little
this
boys.
This is the Basement Yard that we need to get on our podcast at some point.
Yes, we do.
Because I think you'd love talking to them.
Okay, ready?
They're hilarious.
If it's the Pope and he comes up to you and he says, kiss me.
You gotta ask me.
No, he's not.
You can't demand me to kiss you. I'm not gonna kiss
you.
Can
you kiss me?
I'd be like, I can.
Will you kiss me?
I don't know.
You're being a flirty little bitch.
I plan on throwing the appropriate amount of ass just to get a pina colada.
Oh, I get it.
It's like
baby girl
straight
for
45
seconds. I got it.
It's like straight adult men
who are
getting
like,
a little baby girl.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Let's talk numbers. In-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people globally and helps you fit therapy into your busy life. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Wait, that happens all the time
in real
life.
I think it's men being comfortable with their sexuality.
Exactly.
I thought this was going to also, I feel like in tandem, it's the conversation about the new type of guy that's existed for the past couple of years of the mullet, mustache, tucked in shirt.
Tote bag.
Like just Levi's. Like that kind of vibe. And I think girls are saying they don't know how they feel about it.
Some oh, we
really
know
into
how we
it.
Feel. We
some
like
are
it.
Really into it. Some are like, it. Some are like, be wary. I've heard mixed things.
Be wary of a mullet.
Be wary of like this whole vibe where it's kind of like this guy. I think it's like ultra like progressive guy, right? And it's like, should I believe it?
The only reason why I'm wary is because that weird guy on Love Is Blind was on it and had a mullet and was a fucking
exactly.
Liar.
Well, that's a different type of guy.
He's too
to
beefy.
Be clear,
he's too beefy.
This is a little bit more like musician.
Not my
musician.
No, there's a TikTok sound that's viral right now where it's like, I just love when a woman has a little gay boyfriend.
Yeah,
because he has his little vintage jeans, his tote bag, and his mustache.
He's probably wearing. He might be wearing bell bottoms.
And people think that it's her gay friend, and he's like, no, I make love to this woman. like, and it is a new guy. But that is a different type of guy. I think the baby girlification, like there are baby girl compilations of Shane, of Shane
oh,
being
Shane
baby girl.
Baby girl often.
Often baby girl,
I love
dare
that.
I say. Yeah.
Am I baby boy sometimes?
Yeah. What is baby boy?
Baby
Let's
boy
explore
is what
that.
I just made up because
no,
I'm groundbreaking.
No, you're big scary man sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think it's baby boy. I think it's big scary man get off my property. Big scary man, I am a gun owner. Get off my property.
Oh, that's so big scary man of you.
It's Tommy Lee Jones of me. Hello?
Oh, how Tom Selleck of you.
I'm U.S. Marshal. Get off my fucking property, baby man.
Baby man.
Best compliment ever.
Amazing.
Have you seen?
Don't care.
Have you seen the Tim Allen Doom mod?
No.
Where they replaced? So this is
Tim Allen in the Santa Claus or Tim Allen in Home Improvement?
Home Improvement. So it's Home Improvement.
Oh. I like how I know that it's Home Improvement.
And have you seen this?
I've seen this.
Okay, this is classic. Famous. So somebody modded Doom and they just replaced all the assets with Tim Allen and.
You see, they're all coming at you. They're all doing the thing. And. Good stuff, right? Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny. I loved Home Improvement.
Well, then you're going to love
what was the man behind the fence? I hate that. Okay, I kind of hate that.
It's good
Damn,
stuff.
I missed out on such a People funny, do, funny world.
They tweet, "The whole internet loves Milkshake Duck, a lovely duck that drinks milkshakes." 5 seconds later, "We regret to inform you the duck is racist."
Racist. Yeah.
That is the whole joke. Uh-huh. And the idea is that whenever someone becomes a viral sensation,
they are basically canceled.
They immediately get canceled because we discover something all of
about
their
them.
Past. One of the most recent ones is well, actually, what's crazy, we'll go back even further. That was tweeted in June of 2016. Then October of 2016, Ken Bone, who I've talked about several times.
Now I know about Ken Bone.
He became instantly famous as this like sweet, endearing, like impartial guy who's undecided on the election. And then he did a Reddit AMA, and then people discovered his Reddit history, and it was crazy. He had a lot of questionable stuff. But some other instances of this, there was Zoomcat Lawyer in 2021. Nope. In 2021, when people were doing Zoom meetings and stuff, there was these lawyers that were talking. It was probably over like a case or something. Mm-hmm. And he had a filter of a kitten over his camera, and he's freaking out. In the Zoom call, he's like, "Guys, I'm not a cat. He's freaking out. He doesn't know how to get the filter off. You know how you can have filters on Zoom?
Yeah.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
It became huge. Everyone was like, "This is so funny." And then within 24 hours, people learned it came out that he had used federal agents to torment a former lover with drug raids and bogus charges back in 2014.
Oh my God.
So
that's diabolical.
It's crazy.
What?
Yes. So he became.
So the universe purposely put the kitten on him.
I think that kitten thing was there to expose him. not only is it just like, oh, he tweeted some crazy stuff. It's like, oh, you full on were
Wait,
a psycho.
Yeah. You think a hacker like did
no,
that on purpose?
No. I think it was all an accident. But it shows, like, becoming super famous, you better not have dirt.
Yeah. Anyways, hi, Shane. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Hope all is well.
Yeah, things are going good.
Sometimes when we like to sit and show each other funny TikToks, and I have to go, I like a lot of Sabrina's Carpenter's TikToks, and I'm like, don't look at her. I keep scrolling, scroll past.
And I'm like, I don't care.
But I do.
Wow, that sounds like good stuff. When my husband shows me it is the dumbest videos I've ever seen. He showed me just yesterday, he was crying, tears. And he showed me this video and I was like, okay. It was a kid telling his dad, he's like, I don't know where my balls are. My balls are gone. My balls are missing, Dad. And the dad's like, your balls are right there. He's like, no, they literally are gone. They sucked in my body. And he's like 7 or 8. And the dad's like, from Jersey. He's like, go back to the bathroom, look in the mirror, your balls are there. And he's like, no, Dad, they're gone. And I'm sitting there on my Instagram like, and Garde's tears streaming. And I go, does that happen often? He goes, yeah, sometimes your balls are just gone. And I was like, awesome. That was a great time.
Awesome.
So those are the shit that he sends me. It's great.
We have one video that I feel like is never viral enough. The Replenish video.
Oh yeah, Replenish is a legendary TikTok.
Yeah, that's one of those where it's kind of like my balls are going. It's like no, they're there. It's Let's just replenish. Like very like family dynamics.
It's this family and they're having an argument. The parents come upstairs and they're holding an empty Dr. Pepper
like soda can box. Yeah,
and they're just like what the fuck, Mikey. You didn't replenish. Like when you take Dr. Peppers from the fridge, you need to replenish them. And they're having this huge argument, and it's so fucking funny. It culminates.
It's like a cousin is staying over for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And
the
he
cousin's
didn't
just not having it. And the dad eventually calls up like his brother, like the uncle, and he's like, hey, so when you take a soda
like when
out,
we were kids,
when
yeah.
you were kids, you took a soda out of the fridge. What would you do? And then you hear the uncle on the other line go. Well, you replenish, and then the uncle goes. Well, I think this is a microcosm of bigger issues, and then the cousin's just like, "That's it, I'm out of here." He just leaves. It's so funny.
How old is the cousin? You.
This is
they're in their 20s.
Like his 20s.
Oh God!
It's literally like the dad's like, when we were the kid, when we would go to the basement get a soda from the fridge, what would we do? He's like, you replenish. He's like, so what the fuck? Danny doesn't fucking replenish.
It's so good. It's a classic. My feed. There's two that are incredible. There's a guy that is real, a real guy, and his name is El Campeon. And I don't know if I don't think this has got to be only on my feed. So this is on the most insane parts of like weightlifting TikTok. And he's this guy. He's very not like he's not out of shape, but he's just like not buff necessarily.
He's a guy.
He's a normal looking guy, but he. He goes to the gym. He goes to different gyms. He wears full-on, like, work boots, but with, like, this, like, skin-tight, like, workout clothing, the rest of it.
That's awesome.
He's always got three, like, belts on, like, those weightlifting belts. But he's always got, like, he puts on three of them.
Three?
And he does it because he says it's motivational, and he's, like, doing it for God, whatever. But he always goes up to any machine or any lift, and he puts on the most weight you possibly can. So he'll go up to, like, one of those machine, like, chest presses where you put the plates on. He fills it up entirely with all the plates, and then he'll like put bands around it and put more plates on it, and he'll be like doing this for God. And he sits down and then like doesn't actually do the lift. He'll just be like, and then he'll be like, and then like he once did like a squat with all of them, which mind you,
die.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gonna crunch in
half. The jokes, the comments are always like, I see it's spine day again.
Oh my God.
And then he'll go up and he'll have like all these weights on the squat and then he'll just like sort of lift it. Like, just like,
is he at least on the ones that like that has like the safety railing?
It's free. It's a free open rack.
No.
He could possibly die.
What is
at any
wrong
moment.
With this man?
Well, he's doing it for God.
Oh, it's for God.
The term is called ego lifting when you're just like lifting weights. You can't actually do. But there's another guy that I've seen a couple times. I don't know this guy's name, but he's like this old dude. He's always got a bandana and like old school like CD player in. And it's
Love
for some
it.
Reason it's always like leg raise, and he'll be about to get on the machine, but he'll just get himself fucking amped, like so amped he starts yelling. He'll just be like, and he's like hitting himself. He's just like, and then he'll get on the leg raise and he'll just like be doing it, but like so fast and crazy. And he's yelling while he's doing it. It's awesome. He'll be like
They watch Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary once.
No.
They're like, yeah.
Sounds good.
Oh,
God. What the
it
hell?
It is fucking awesome. No, the weightlifting TikTok. It's weird. I'm finally getting away from weightlifting TikTok. It got really bad for a while, and I was like, why is this all of my feed? And now that stuff happened, and I'm like, all right.
I kind of like that. I feel like my feed is all like, are you feeling tired? Are you feeling sick? You have high cortisol levels, babe. Like, here's the powder to get you down. It's all like, are you a middle-aged woman with that belly? We're going to get cortisol. And I'm like, damn it. And it's like, hey guys, like honestly, ladies, we've got to bring our nerves down, our nervous system down. Put your head in ice water and we've got to do this awesome drink. Say awesome drink in my comments and I'll give you my awesome drink. And one time I was like, okay, awesome drink.
No way.
Yeah, well, that's why your feed is
and
that
it's just
way.
Water, ginger, lemon. I'm like, bitch,
please. That's like heavily my feed is like
wellness,
babe.
Stuff.
Don't worry about
it. Watching it.
Yeah, of course, I'm watching the whole thing.
That's why it's on your feed.
Well, I also probably have high cortisol levels. So I need, here's the thing. They all tell me that I have high cortisol levels. I have still not figured out how to bring down my cortisol levels.
This is not a real thing, but people truly believe that Louis and Harry.
What's crazy is they're on the same right, side next to Shane.
That's not a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence. None of it is.
Whoa.
People truly believe that they are in a secret relationship because management will not let them publicly be out. Mind you, they are no longer with the same management that they were with in One Direction. But people to this day still believe that they are hiding it. And they have, honestly, some of it is really good, believable research. But a lot of it is like, okay, that's sure. a stretch. So we're going to get into it.
Okay, they think because they have the same management, management wouldn't let them out, meaning like coming out or going out together?
Both.
That so, they need to be
yeah.
straight dudes to keep the girl fan base.
Fan base yes. going. Which, but they don't have the same management anymore.
No, they were under the same management when they were in One Direction. And it started on X Factor because in the video diaries, they were young teenage boys. They were very close. They were yeah. goofing around as teenage boys do. And people were convinced that they were dating because of it. And I think at first it became kind of like lighthearted shipping and like they sure. leaned into it a little bit. But it got really deep.
Okay.
And into a dark, scary place. Whoa. There was, in the beginning, they even started a movement. I think what was it called? Oh, it was Time to Come Out Larry, because the Larrys believed that if they did this, management would see that the fan base wasn't homophobic and then they would let them come out.
Can you give me the definition of Larry?
Larry is a conspiracy that Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles are in a private relationship because management won't let them. And their ship
their
name
is
combined. Larry Stylinson.
This is now a
That's
very,
all it is.
This is now a very... Got it. Well, have you not heard of, like, people say Amangela?
Oh, a million
yeah.
times.
Yeah, or like, you know, Shamian and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, E-Anthony.
There's a court Mangela, so I guess yeah. we're having yeah. a threesome.
Yeah. No, it's fascinating that it's like a kind of common thing now, because as soon as I began, I knew about E-Anthony, that Smosh fans, there's yeah. a sect of them that still hold that
yes.
they are in love.
But is it always... shipping their names together, does that always mean?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk numbers. In-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people globally and helps you fit therapy into your busy life. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com.
Sexual?
No, I don't think so.
I don't
so.
Think so.
No, I don't think, I think it's changed.
Harry and like Niall had like a really big bromance and they were nary. Like people yeah. like loved them. Like you can ship them like in a platonic friendship way, but Larry, people took it very seriously.
Okay. I think it's a mixture of everything. But it's always been interesting to me, and I wasn't really aware of it until I was on Smosh, of like, oh, certain fans want
yeah.
this to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, really yeah. bad.
And I'm like... That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we'll get into the beginning.
What else do you have?
A knife.
Okay, so this
a knife. Cut your hands and we will put our blood together.
So it is known that Harry and Louis met at the urinals at X Factor. And we know this because Harry tweeted, "I'm glad I was stood next to you at the urinals. If I had to get someone's pee splash on me, I'd much rather have your pee than his."
That's the most 2010 tweet.
This is
literally.
Very 2010. And this is about Louis. And so this is where, like, the romance rumors begin, because Harry has a tattoo of hi, and Louis has a tattoo of oops. And in Larry's mind, that was the first conversation that they had when they were at the urinals, and they tattooed it to commemorate their first meeting.
Pee all over you? Let's get that tattooed. What? You ever seen a Tommy Lee Jones movie?
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
I've watched The Fugitive.
There's more than that.
I've watched Men in Black.
Okay.
So many references I do not know.
You don't know Men in Black?
I know that one.
You don't know The Fugitive? All right. I know that. We'll move on. It's too sad.
Okay, so Larry deepens, partly because Louis and Harry kind of lean into it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're friends. They have banter. You know, like Harry admits in an interview that like his first crush was Louis. They would flirt on Twitter like a lot. Like, for example...
I think that's fine.
I think this is fine.
I don't know if I printed it out, but there's this one iconic tweet where like Louis, like, Harry Styles is always in my heart, and this is the second most liked tweet ever.
In the world?
In the world. Next to Ellen's Oscar selfie.
Oh, and that's such a good one.
So they were like a little bit aware. They were like leaning in a little bit.
How were you feeling about Larry at this time?
I was never a Larry. I thought it was a little like odd.
Well, you didn't want it to happen because you wanted to marry Harry.
Right, I wanted to marry Harry.
So it'd be heartbreaking.
Right. I think also a big part of the Larrys was like pressuring people to come out, which I don't agree with. I think that's kind of the weird side of it.
Yeah.
Like if it was true, I think you should let people come out on their own accord.
Of course.
Definitely.
Explore themselves.
Of course.
But it just got a little like crazy.
Yeah.
Like they moved in with each other, Harry and Louis.
Oh.
And so then people think they have a song called 18 that I'm pretty sure was written by like Ed Sheeran, not even them. But they're convinced that the song is about them because the lyrics are, I've loved you since we were 18. And Louis was 18 when they moved in with each other. And Harry was 16. But Larry's pointed out that you move in with people typically when you're 18. So what they probably meant with the lyrics was that like Harry felt like he was 18. And so they wrote the song about that moment.
Okay.
See, so there's like stuff like that.
I feel like you and me are having our daughter home for a vacation and we're like, so what's been going on? Wait a second. They probably had to move in together because I feel like if they're that young in a band, they all have to room with each other.
And they're friends.
And they're BFFs.
They're like best friends. Yeah.
They sound like they're best buds.
No, they were deeply in love. And that's why they moved in. They ask the guys in an interview, they're like, hey, like, what's going on with these like gay little bears? And they're like...
The guy's like, hello, Harry. What's going on with these gay little bears? Channel 7.
And Harry's like, yeah, so the music we're making is coming along great.
He's like, but the gay little bears.
Well, everyone freaks out because all of the boys look to Louis. And so they're like, Louis starts them. And then Harry goes, oh, we don't know. That's just something our crew does. But the fans are like, the crew doesn't have time to change these bears and put them up every show. It's clearly Louis and Harry because they have open schedules. They're not busy at all. And that's the lore behind
bondage
the gay
bear.
Little bondage
as,
bears.
As busy as any sort of set or production can get, you end up with so much time.
As a crew member, I have plenty of time to
it's like days of you can't breathe. And then it's like days of just, well, you have nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So that's that lore.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay.
I had no idea.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So that was a big... Honestly, though, like, at a certain point, I even believed the bears because it was like, who is doing this? And, like, the Larry... Like, the crew choosing to agree that Larry was a thing... I don't know. It's weird.
You know what I just realized? I said hilarious. Hi, Larry. Us.
It's guys, everywhere. It's all connected.
Confirmed.
Oops.
It's
confirmed.
Well, have you guys heard about 28?
28, the number 28.
Yeah, have you heard about 28?
No.
This is, in my opinion, probably what confirms it.
Okay.
So Louis's soccer number is 28, and he has a tattoo of 28.
Okay.
And on September,
and Harry turned 28.
He did at some point on September 28th of 2013. Ed Sheeran tweets, "My best friend is getting married today. Mega awesome." Wicked cool. Ed Sheeran famously friends with Harry Styles. So fans speculate this must be about Larry. The next day, Harry tweets, "We don't need no piece of paper from City Hall. Weird timing, no?" His mom then tweets, "Good decision, Louis." Harry's mom tweets, "Good decision, Louis." So people think...
Yeah.
That's how it
actually
works.
What else would they be talking about? They were married on September 28th.
You're so right.
And then it gets deeper.
Look, he was like, babe, I want to get married with your soccer number.
No, it gets deeper because Harry, he has a solo career, right? He performs tracks 2 and 8 on SNL. And what is that? That's 28.
That's 28. No.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
And then July 21st, Harry has his first movie premiere. And Louis releases his second song, What 7 Plus 21?
28.
And then, 28. And 28. Then August 28th, Harry announces a world tour that's going to start September 19th. What's 9 plus 19?
28.
Holy shit.
Holy
dude.
Crap.
This is real.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who got married secretly from our fan base, I can say, like, Courtney and I had these types of plans.
Right. Lined what was up. Your number?
Our number was
69.
Yeah. 12.
And that's hidden in all of the content.
12, do you know what 1 plus 2 is? 3. And
address
there's
that.
Yeah.
And times 4?
12.
I literally didn't even know that. That's insane.
And I feel we cannot end this stream without being honest with you. I think another one. There's another game called Five Nights at Freddy's.
Jesus.
Where you're a security guard at a pizzeria in Utah, and there are animatronics that are alive with ghosts.
That should be a game.
It is a game.
That is.
It is?
Yeah. It is a game. So
we should play it.
The entire... We were unfortunately lying.
It's made up.
No.
There was no Bite of 83.
There's no Bite of 83. I can't end this podcast just leaving that.
Matt has this show called Game Theory where he like kind of like he like kind of like because Five Nights at Freddy's is like a very simple game where you're like kind of looking at security things and the animatronics come and they're like, brr. But like he's like kind of he's pieced together the story from all these different things.
Five Nights at Freddy's is a video game series. So everything we told you is
you guys
in the game.
Me feel so bad. You guys made me feel so bad about murder.
Okay, to be fair.
That is my thing.
Do you know how hard it was to say all that with a straight face?
I almost lost it.
Did you guys plan this ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We talked about this. We were going to convince you because we knew that we could convince you that
that you were probably like the one. I mean, a lot of like the Bite of 83 is such like a meme because.
Wasn't
like,
it Bite of 82? No, 83.
Yeah. There's also
fuck
the Bite
you.
Of 87.
Oh, wow.
That was crazy.
That was. I didn't know anything.
But now you do.
Thank God.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this. Thank you for watching this. And next week, we will be back to our regular
scheduled programming.
Yeah, that's right.
No more whoopsies.
No more whoopsies for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk numbers. In-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people globally and helps you fit therapy into your busy life. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com. Let's talk numbers. In-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people globally and helps you fit therapy into your busy life. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.